after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Doug and Rich and Jennifer will be joining Peter Yarrow. Yes, Peter of Paul and Mary.
Fame. Wow, I like that guy.
Peter, Paul, and Mary. God, I loved all the stuff.
It's good
from
stuff.
The political
it's
stuff.
Weird because we're Doug, Rich, and Jennifer.
Yes, right. We could
Peter, like Paul, Peter, Paul, and Mary, but different.
Right, we can have our own singing.
Jennifer.
That would be good. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Yeah, right now, Peter's online beating his phone up against the wall.
No. He's probably happy that we're singing one of his songs. Anyway, Peter Yarrow has a new book, It's Raining, It's Pouring, which is basically a play on the old song, It's Raining, It's Pouring, The Old Man Is Snoring. Who remembers that? Parents? When you were young, you remember that, right? So now
I remember that.
You remember?
Do you snore, by the way?
I do not. Thank you for asking.
Really?
Are you sure?
Are you positive?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to ask Charlotte.
Good. Yeah.
Charlotte. I bet she has another side of the story.
Charlotte sleeps during the show because you keep her up all night snoring.
That's right.
That could be it. Anyway, so we're going to explore this new book, It's Raining, It's Pouring, with Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary in just a moment here on Good Day.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only Black Friday.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is snoring, bumped his head and he went to bed and he couldn't get up in the morning.
Sounds like me.
Rain, sounds like a lot of people and youngsters in that group. Peter Yarrow certainly is famous for being part of the threesome Peter, Paul, and Mary. They had some really powerful, wonderful messages. Some of them were political. Some people didn't like them. Some people did. It was a perfect time, I thought, for many of their messages in the 60s and 70s. As somebody who was in high school and college, I enjoyed, as a disc jockey, playing things like Lemon Tree and If I Had a Hammer and Puff the Magic Dragon, and still today I enjoy all of that. I was watching a PBS special of Peter the other night, and I'm trying to remember when it was done. It may have been 20 years ago, because even though you don't have any more hair now than you did then, your hair is grayer now. And as a matter of fact, in the special, maybe this helps you remember when it was, you made reference, as you brought Paul out, introducing him by his full name, you made reference to your hairlines. So do you remember what show that was?
Oh, my goodness. I think it may have been the 25th anniversary concert.
It may have been.
Now it's actually 53 years since I first met Marion Knoll, and 50-year anniversary of our first release.
You introduced him as Knoll Paul Stuckey. So is that's
yes.
And you just referenced him as Knoll. Is it Knoll or Noah? I wasn't sure.
Knoll.
N-O-E-L. Yeah.
And you know we lost Mary 3 years ago, and just listening to her voice now, it's quite remarkable to listen to these old albums that are being, for our 50th anniversary, being re-released. There are 11 that are being re-released and remastered that I was working on in Japan as a tribute. And then, of course, we're releasing this first children's song that we recorded in 1961 as part of our 50th anniversary celebration. And we're going to have a book, a photograph, like a coffee table book with commentary that traces the career and what we did in the civil rights movement and the various efforts of which we were a part. And it's remarkable to see what happened in our country in that period of time. It was absolutely amazing. But I the most impressive thing that I'm sitting here thinking about that's moving me deeply is your rendition of If I Had a Hammer.
Did you cry a little? Because I did.
I was in tears. I mean, it
would you like so anything? Wait.
No.
Puff the
one
magic
was so
dragon, live
no.
by no. the sea.
So, no. Peter.
Now we're talking. Now you guys know.
How about them Dodgers?
Yeah.
You know how to make a fella happy.
There you go.
You know, this is lovely. You guys were probably in diapers when we started. You know, and
I wasn't, but the other two were. One of them wasn't even around when you started.
I didn't even have diapers.
Yeah.
Well, I have an image of you, you know, and I do have a profound sense that you don't have diapers.
We don't have them now, not anymore.
No.
Hey,
Peter, you know, one of the things I've always wanted to ask, you know, is
it's
when you,
not about drugs, no.
No, it's not about drugs. But
we've answered that one before.
Taking all of your music, I mean, you guys made all of your music back in the 60s, 70s, early 80s, and then you have this resurgence of music in the 90s and into the 2000s when everything goes digital. What kind of resurgence in sales did you see once iTunes really got, or Amazon Music really got blown up, and everybody said, I want all of this music that I bought 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, again, but I want it better quality, and I want it digital. Did you guys just see a boom?
Well, you know, yes, that happened, but what really happened, and that's really a pity, but it's going to shift, is that with the business of music becoming so focused on this quarter's profits, the support of artists' careers, and the love of music is kind of the soundtrack of our lives, it just eroded. It went, and when you commodify an area of artistry, you know, you search for the broadest common denominator, and so music of conscience and gentle music and loving music have been pretty much eclipsed.
But don't you think back in the, especially in the 50s, 60s, 70s, that music was so controlled by the record companies, unless you were one of their fair-haired hits of the week, you didn't have a chance anyway?
Well, that's true, but who they did pick, they went for talent, and they went for, I mean, that's, you know, who in our time is you know, don't even go back to Peter Paul Mary and to Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and all that. Go to the Springsteen of today or the Sting of today or, you know, aside from Lady Gaga, who, by the way, I think is pretty remarkable, most of it's just, you know, let's have a good time and
right.
or let's titillate the audience. And now what we have is the possibility, and this is why it's going to come back, is that you can go online now, and if you can, you don't have to have a lot of money to make a record now.
Yep.
You can put it out there,
yep.
and that's where it's going to go. And frankly, I don't think we're going to have superstars in the way that we did when the record companies controlled everything, but we're going to have musicians and artists being able to make a living, you know, and through the force of their own efforts, not have to rely on the giants to put their lives together as people who are seeing and understood. You know, that's the good thing about the digital revolution. It's really going to open that door.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Well, there are so many things that come about as a result of your experiences. And just for a minute here, this book, It's Raining, It's Pouring. How do you take that apart? Because it's simple, yet profound. And why was this something that grabbed you?
Well, it was historically... I've been making children's books now since I did Puff the Magic Dragon. They're songs that are illustrated. Puff made me the only activist folk singer of 70-plus years that sold a million anythings in 2 decades. I mean, just nobody that I knew had sold a million anythings. It just, we were out of... all of the folk singing idiom just wasn't there, because in publishing they didn't have a closed door there, and I didn't even want to do the book, but I was convinced that it would be a good idea when my daughter started to really sing seriously, and I said, you know something, it would be a pleasure and a delight for me to do an intergenerational book with my daughter. And I did it, and you'll hear her singing and me singing on Puff the Magic Dragon. Now, after that, I've done under Peter Yarrow Books, which is Imagine Charlesbridge, Over the Rainbow with Judy Collins, The Marvelous Toy with Tom Paxton, Take Me Out to the Ball Game with Carly Simon, okay. and The Night Before Christmas with as Peter Palmieri book, with Mary having recorded the narration as the last thing that she recorded in her life. But these books have had so much success and so much effect on the public that says, we need these, we need this music in our kids' lives.
Yeah.
And if you look at this book, in answer to your question, look at the faces of the kids as they're playing the game of hide and seek.
Yeah, we've got some of these books here. We're going to give them away to folks. It's Raining, It's Pouring. It includes a 3-song CD from the group and some of the wonderful art that's in this. It's worth the check. It's Raining, It's Pouring from Peter Yarrow here on Good Day. Thanks, Peter.
On a leaf, a little Jackie paper loved that rascal pup and brought him strings and sealing wax.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia SophiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Day of the year. Oh my God. It's going to be so jammed up. Listen to this. TSA agents said to speed things along, passengers are being asked to grope themselves. Okay? Because we don't have time. And Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says that Congress should lift the debt ceiling to infinity. Geithner argued that it shouldn't be Congress's job to place limits on how much we can borrow. And you know something? He's right. That's China's job. That is their job.
Get this, you guys. A new study found that certain species of monkeys actually experience a midlife crisis. Which explains that new book, Curious George and the 20-Year-Old Pilates Instructor.
Walmart is starting its Black Friday sales at 8 p.m. on Thursday, on Thanksgiving this year, which that's terrible. You know, if you want to be greeted by an old person at the door on Thanksgiving, go visit your grandma. Someone needs to put a stop to this madness. Here's a Black Friday shopping tip for you. Find out who is spending 3 days waiting in line for these Black Friday sales and go shopping at their house. Very reasonable.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Jay Leno on their programs last night. It's Thanksgiving Day. You can join us at 800-510-8255. I was actually listening to promos for The X Factor. I never watched anything. When I got home last night from my daughter's house, I just went to bed. The X Factor got a lot of promotion yesterday, a lot of attention, and I wonder if you watched. I know you sometimes like to keep up with these reality
shows. I do keep up on it, but I did not see it last night, no. Yeah,
elimination round. The lady who was on The Price is Right, who sued them, remember Brandi Cochran's story?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She was a model. She this week won a wrongful termination lawsuit. She sued The Price is Right, claiming producers subjected her to cruel insults when she became pregnant. Then they fired her. She had the last laugh, though, because she was awarded $775,000 in damages and will probably get more because the jury is still out on whether or not the producers acted maliciously.
Oh.
Now, what does that tell you about how what goes on behind the scenes, what these people are really all about? They present one thing, and then something else is the reality. You think, I mean, does that bother you? I guess it bothers me a little bit.
It does. The
Price is Right. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. I know.
Right, exactly. All right, so did you see the gossip about Kevin Federline's ex dating Britney Spears? I don't know that I can follow this. What a circus here. The report is that Kevin Federline's ex, Shar Jackson.
Shar Jackson, okay.
Is dating Jason Alexander, the other ex-husband of Kevin's ex-wife, Britney Spears. They were married 55 hours, remember that?
If I were, I mean, really? Really, Shar? Really, you couldn't find anybody else to date?
Well, how do they find each other? That's
probably
what I want.
Through, I mean, obviously they're linked together in tabloid stories, so if they're out somewhere and they happen to meet each other, obviously you're going to say something.
Hi!
Hey!
Hey! Happy Thanksgiving! Ted Koppel has offered his take on the press during an interview with Marvin Kalb, two of them big-time journalists at the National Press Club. He said, I think that when Americans finally realize how bad things are in the media and what terrible straits our political system and our country is in, I think there may be a resurgence of the kind of journalism that you and I grew up with, Koppel said to Marvin Kalb. What about that? The constant 24-hour news cycle, the flood of social media, the amount of information available makes Koppel wonder how reporters were able to accurately know anything about the so-called breaking story. He says you stop thinking and you just take what is being thrown at you. And I think that's true of individuals as well, don't you? He referred to it as a seismic shift in today's news outlets. And it certainly is. Look around.
I think that's very smart.
Fox and MSNBC and all the others that, you know, CNN just trying to out-goose the last guy. Out-getcha. Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of Chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you have readers on your holiday gift list, here's great news from Barnes & Noble. This Friday, get the best price ever on Nook Simple Touch. It's just $59. You save $40. Gizmodo called Nook Simple Touch, quote, the best e-reader. And this Friday, you can get it for our best price, too. Only $59 while supplies last. Only at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Only Black Friday.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace, get 50% off one regular priced item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one coupon per household. Offer only valid Saturday, November 24th. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show because everybody gets something out of it. It's not aimed at any one piece or segment of society. It's aimed at everybody. And in that way, I use the word peace in a collective sense because all of you have a piece of life that you're living right now. And you are going to handle things right now based often or most of the time, we all do this same thing. We base what we do on what we have done. Sometimes it's we completely continue to do what we've done, and other times we change what we've done because we don't like the outcome and we do something else. But it's always our motivation for doing things always is built around something that's been successful or not successful. And so that's the spirit in which I'm encouraged by Dr. J. Kumar's input here. Dr. J. joins us every week at this time. Check out his website, Dr. J. Kumar, KUMAR.com. He's here. He's got some opportunities for you to think. He's mostly into brain science. You
notice
that?
He's going to train our brain today.
Training our brain.
It sounds
like the same brain, frame drain game. The fact that you are here and we all have a chance to learn from you is kind of cool. Whether we all have the equipment to learn from you, I guess, remains to be seen. And then, again, we go back to our brain. But some of it's attitude. And you know that I've been reading this book, The Power of Now. Mm-hmm. There has been a change in my thinking. And I think that often happens with an inspiration from somebody like you, or maybe even it's a friend or a relative. Something happens in your life that means something important to you, and thus you change. My son said to me something that was transformative last July after Edgar had died, and he got here for the service that we had for him. Edgar, for those of you who do not know, is in many ways my best friend, and he ran the farm for me here for 18 years, and really, as we're finding out now, much to my chagrin, how much we miss him because of how he held things together. But the essence of what he said to me, my son, in looking back at Edgar's life and at Tony, who was Brendan's mother and my former wife, both of them died in, you know, pretty close proximity. They're both the same age. So Brendan said to me, "What does this tell you, Dad?" Because what he wanted me to say was, "Well, I need to slow down, or I need to do something different, or I need to take stock," and yada yada. And I said, "Brendan, I'm very thankful for my good health." But mm-hmm. Even though I said that then, I have been reflecting from that point to this point for lots of different reasons, including the theme of this book, The Power of Now, on the past and how it's sometimes served me and sometimes hasn't. And so it makes no difference whether it has or it hasn't, because it's not around anymore and doesn't do you going into that hole, which so many of us do, Jay. We go right into this place where we're stuck.
Yes.
In what has been versus what is now. And every single moment you have a new opportunity to take another look at what might bring you to a point of preparation. Is
right.
It good luck? Is it, I mean, I can go on and on. I don't need, I'm thinking, what do I need Jay for? I can do this.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can do this. This is a great thing. I don't know if it was Jennifer or Heather who said this, but, you know, training the brain. I don't know, is it Jennifer who said that?
That was me, yep.
Hey, awesome, awesome. You know what? You're so right on, Jennifer, because we, in neuroscience, we talk about this really great aspect of the brain called neuroplasticity. And it sounds like a kind of a fancy word, but when you think about that word, neuroplasticity, we've just discovered, like recently in the past 10 or 12 years, that the brain is not fixed. We can actually rewire our brain. And this is where this whole new branch of neuroscience has developed, which is what I teach and what I study. It's an area of neuroscience called contemplative neuroscience. That sounds kind of, whoa, it sounds kind of heavy, doesn't it? Contemplative neuroscience.
Yes.
But really, the essence of what it is, Doug, is something you have just been, you know, affirming the past few minutes, is that we have the capacity, every human brain, every human being has the capacity to transform her or his life by shifting our thoughts, shifting our behavior, and shifting our level of awareness in the world. And this is where this book that you just mentioned, it's a really great book for those of you who don't know it. It's been around for about 10 or 12 years now. It's called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, T-O-L-L-E. And in this book, he really advances in very powerful truths from different contemplative religions from both the West and the East.
Uh-huh.
The most important thing is, and something I'd love for you to I'd love to share with all of you, is this really great quote. It comes from the Buddha, over 2,000 years ago, and he says, "All disease exists in the mind, and it's only in the mind where they can first be healed and where we experience our true, authentic peace and happiness."
That's very
Eastern. How do you put yourself into that frame of mind? Because if you're sick, it's easy to get yourself into a negative place.
You're so true, Jennifer. You know, we have in contemplative and neuroscience, we talk about this term called the negative bias. And basically what it is that we, saying all of us, our human brains, tend to focus on the negative, and we tend to forget all the positive, empowering things that are happening in our life. And so here are some really great tools you can do, you know, for this, and this is true for everyone. I tell this to my clients, and I tell this to, you know, to all of you here, and to my students that I teach my university. If you have a brain, you can lead a healthy life. And so here's the trick. And this is the beauty about how the body, the mind, and the brain all harness and work together. All of us have one tool readily at our disposal that we can harness and use to transform what we call the monkey mind. The monkey mind, which also wants to, like, you know, jump from tree to tree and is never still, never quiet. Once we are able to calm the mind and calm the thoughts, this is when we, Jennifer, achieve this place of being fully present and fully aware. And you probably heard me say this before. What is this one tool? It's the breath.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's something that all of us can do. You know, think about this, Jennifer, or Doug, or Rich. When you're stressed out, when you're, like, feeling amped up, and you have, like, a million things going on in your mind, what happens to your breath?
You tend to hold
it
short.
Yeah. I breathe from my chest.
When I teach kids Taekwondo and when I work with kids as an assistant coach on the baseball field, inevitably one will get hurt somehow, somewhere, and they start crying. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I teach them or talk to them or say to them is, if you're crying, you cannot breathe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Stop and breathe.
You know what it does, if I may? It sort of makes you present, if that's the word. When you stop and take a breath, then you are now in that moment. You will stop, as Richie said, I mean, it's a great example. If you're crying, you're not thinking about what's now. Oh, it hurts. No, it hurt when you started crying, but does it still hurt now? If you take a deep breath.
Well, and you need to breathe to be able to get past that.
Right, to heal.
That shock.
You gotta be able to heal.
And if you don't breathe, it's...
Right.
It's like when you're in labor, they tell you to breathe.
Right. All of you from experience, you know, have just so verified this one important point, is that when we go into stress, when we go into our stress response or fight or flight, our breath becomes shallow, our breath becomes rapid, and the reason why that is because our it's from evolutionary biology, our brain is telling our body, we're in danger, this is really a really bad spot we're in, and we need to like save and shift all of our energy into our extremities, into getting blood flow, our muscles to like help us, give us strength to get out of this, you know, dangerous situation. And so our breath automatically goes into this rapid, shallow breathing to make the heart pump faster, more oxygen and more blood into the body. But here's this beautiful thing we've just discovered as well. In addition to the stress response, which is built into every human brain, they've just discovered in the past 3 decades or so, we have this other response called the relaxation response. And this is something we can stimulate by doing a different type of breathing. And Rich, I know you teach Taekwondo, and I know, for all of you who do sports or athletics or perform or sing, one thing that allows you to really be present or in the zone, whether you're an athlete, a singer, a performer, is you shift your breath. You actually go into a deeper belly breathing. You do this by, shifting the breath from the lungs and from, you know, this short, shallow breathing, as Jennifer, you just said, and you shift it into the full body, into the lower belly. This is called what's called diaphragmatic breathing. You're engaging your full diaphragm, your solar plexus, when you do this. But here's the thing, and this is what I want to tie this all together. You know, something which I enjoy sharing is like both the science and spirituality of healing. So that's like the science piece behind it. The spiritual piece behind this is that when you shift your breath and engage the relaxation response, you automatically begin to release neurotransmitters into the body, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, that begin to allow you to experience a greater sense of being, a greater sense of wholeness, a greater sense of presence. And that's what, Doug, leads me to what you're saying, the power of now. So, Doug, you shared a really great story about Edgar. You know, and you said, and your son asked you, what's the one thing that you learned from this is that I'm grateful for my health.
That was what I was thinking at that moment. Since then, many other reflective moments about how he, in essence, kept me or saved me from most of the internal machinations of what were going on here on this farm that we've created as an oasis for cows, in a manner of speaking, but it isn't without cost, and that's time and talent and other things that are it becomes abundantly clear when you don't have something. I guess maybe I'd relate it to another example of how my brain works. Maybe this is how a lot of you think. Again, talking sort of about life and death. When my father died, I realized that he was the last buffer between the end and me. You know, you think about, okay, I'm not, my father is still there and he's alive, and so looking at death doesn't seem to have the pronounced impact that now it does seem
to
have.
Yeah, when you're next in line.
Because I'm next in line. Right. I mean, I may or may not be, but in terms of what you think generationally, you know, no matter whether you got another 30, 40 years ago, whatever it is, it still is something that for a while is distracting. And then, I don't know, I kind of just push it off until I was in Ireland and I was watching a television show. They have a lot of Discovery Channel stuff over there. And there was a program about the universe, and Stephen Hawking, who supposedly, according to some, is the smartest person on the planet, and he explains through his the way he can talk the origin of the Big Bang and how there is no God and there is no force and there is no infinite intelligence because it didn't exist. Nothing existed before the Big Bang. So therefore, how could there be any thought in the makeup or in the reality of how things are organized? And so he makes his case for chaos, which is basically what he says about the universe. He says it about life, says it about what goes on the planet. It's all chaos. Because there is no structure, because the Big Bang wasn't structured. So all of you who believe in some religion are full of old shoes. It's nonsense.
Well, you know, it did make me feel great. Perspective on
no
that,
such
but,
thing
you know,
as afterlife.
That's a whole different conversation. We could probably have. I want to get back to one thing that Jennifer and Roberta and Rich and Doug, all you're saying. You know, when we and you talked about this, Doug, in the perspective of losing your friend Edgar. You know, what we all experience in life that prevents us from being fully engaged in the present is fear. And what's the one thing that all of us fear the most?
The end of something.
Mm-hmm. The fear of life. The end of life. Yeah. The thing, you know, we all...
Death.
Ultimately,
death.
All fear death.
That's the thing. I don't think so. Doug, did you think that your dad was afraid to die once he got close to that point?
Well, I think the good thing... Well, yes, I do think he was.
Really?
But, well, the good thing was that he had a stroke and lost his mind, so he didn't worry about it after that fact. He came to me when he had his first stroke.
How about Tony? Tony was ready.
Oh, my God, was Tony ready. Tony was an inspiration to people. She just said, okay, I'm not having any more of this. I'm done. In 3 days, she's dead.
Yeah, and I totally believe that my dad, you know, once my dad realized I've got 6 months, I mean, he was totally healthy. Could have gone out and played golf the day he died.
So both Rich and Doug, you know, you underscore a really great point. You know, when you're faced with death, when you're faced with the fragility of knowing that your life is about to you know, end soon, you do something really profound happens in your brain. Everything in life becomes a miracle. And that's when you live in the power of now. When you can overcome your fear of death and accept that everything in life is about change and transformation and that death is the one universal constant, when you can shift into that mind frame of engaging in the power of the now, engaging in the fullness of here and now, the power of now becomes the power of wow, and everything in life becomes a miracle.
Okay, so can we do that, Jay, without actually sending out the vibe to the universe that we're ready to go? Because that sounds like a good way to live.
Mm-hmm.
But so can we send that out without saying, okay, universe, we're ready to go. Like, we adapt this lifestyle, and then all of a sudden we're hit by a truck.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We don't say the universe, we're ready to go. We say the universe, I'm ready to live. I'm ready to live fully and engage my life in the moment fully and present and not worry about the future, about what expectations or what might be, but just to fully engage in what is, because that's the only aspect of life we have fully control of is the present moment of the now. We have no control of the future. We can't change the past. The one thing we have control of is the present.
Right,
and that's where this book, The Power of Now, really underscores that point.
Yeah.
The power of now, learn to engage that, turns the power of now into the power of wow.
Dr. Jay Kumar, check out his website, jkumar.com, or Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, who has lots to say, and it all makes us think, and that's really what this is all about. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me. 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
It's Thanksgiving Day, and there's a lot to be thankful for. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. If yesterday was getaway day, hopefully you arrived at your destination without too much trouble. Today's the day for family, food, fun, and yes, some football later as well. The numbers are staggering when it comes to the food part of the equation. About 675 million pounds of turkey will be consumed across the country today. That works out to 45 million turkeys. The folks at the Butter Bowl Turkey Talk Line are talking turkey today. The staff of more than 50 experts will be fielding calls all day long. Talk Line Supervisor Carol Miller says cooking a whole turkey isn't quite as challenging as most people think.
A 10 to 18 pound turkey unstuffed really only takes about 3 to 3.5 hours, so it's a lot easier than most people think.
Oh yeah, as Rodney said in Back to School, it's a piece of cake. But if you do have questions, Miller says there are a number of ways you can get in touch with the Talk Line folks.
You can get information on Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook. We're doing live chat. We even actually have an app this year, which is the Butterball Cookbook Plus.
How about that? A Butterball Talk Line app. I guess the app stands for appetizer. The toll-free Talk Line number, by the way, is 1-800-288-8372. Speaking of turkeys, there are at least two of them that won't end up on a Thanksgiving dinner table today, thanks to the President of the United States.
In the spirit of the season, I have one more gift to give, and it goes to a pair of turkeys named Cobbler and Gobbler.
And in the Rose Garden yesterday, President Obama pardoned Cobbler and Gobbler in the annual White House Day Before Thanksgiving tradition, the pardoning of the turkeys. Cobbler is actually the national Thanksgiving turkey, Gobbler the alternate or understudy. The president said life is all about second chances.
The American people have spoken. And these birds are moving forward.
Unless, of course, Cobbler and Gobbler move a little too far forward and fall off the fiscal cliff. That would be a shame, huh? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
On Wall Street, the markets closed in positive territory on the day before Thanksgiving. The Dow up more than 48 points yesterday to 12,837. S&P gaining more than 3 points. NASDAQ tacking on 10. Oil prices increased 63 cents a barrel, finishing up at $87.38. So far, so good. The ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas announced yesterday by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her Egyptian counterpart in Cairo. Secretary Clinton saying the diplomatic work will continue.
The United States will work with partners across the region to consolidate this progress, improve conditions for the people of Gaza, provide security for the people of Israel.
Israeli officials say the blockade of the Gaza Strip will continue. Not a great Thanksgiving for more than 18,000 employees of Hostess. After two bankruptcies and seemingly nonstop wrangling with unions, the company has won permission from a bankruptcy court judge to liquidate. And finally, as you sit down for a Thanksgiving meal later on today, you might be surprised to learn that there are many people, millions in fact, who are sitting down for a Thanksgiving meal at a place other than their own home. And we're not talking about a friend or family member's home. We're talking about going out to eat. According to a National Restaurant Association survey, an estimated 30 million Americans will be going out to eat or getting carryout. Nearly 65% of those who are tapping the services of a restaurant are doing so to save time. 31% said they just don't want to deal with all the work involved in cooking and cleaning up. You know what would really save time and energy? A drive-through Thanksgiving. Of course, they wouldn't ask you if you wanted fries with that. Yes, could I have a Thanksgiving meal, please?
Would you like gravy with that?
Gravy?
Would you like stuffing with that?
Stuffing. Maybe a little...
Would you like yams with that?
Would I like yams with that?
Would you like to supersize that turkey?
I'm David Weiss. Have a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. That's the news that matters.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.